Oh!
We on.
And he jumping when he shoot now.
You ain't heard the we on in a minute, huh?
Nah, I would look at you crazy.
I was wondering what
like
that
who you think you with.
You see, I'm ready to start spazzing at any moment. I heard a low hum, and I was like, oh, that's the car. They turned the car on, so. But yeah, man. Oh, quick. So we got some corrections that we need to make. I got some corrections that I need to make. Last week, I said that the Patriots were playing against the Bucks.
He doesn't follow football.
And I messed that up. No,
this far into the season, you just don't follow it no more.
I just wasn't paying attention to like what I was talking to.
You usually check out in the playoffs, right?
Yeah. You know you in a nice neighborhood when like somebody comes out with the children are at play sign?
Hey, yeah, because he had them on a different side. I was like, man, I already know who these belong to.
They got like four or five on the block right now, man. So, you know, it is what it is. But we – oh, sorry. To let y'all know again, we're back outside again, just to let y'all know. So it's Super Bowl Sunday. I made the mistake in saying that we was going to be outside of the park or something like that this week, and there was two things that I didn't have ready. One, I didn't have a power source of where we were going to record our podcast off of. So I spent 4 days on trying to figure out how electricity works. Bro, I'm searching voltage. I'm searching amps, what watts mean. Then I'm looking at amp hours. Like, I'm looking at all that information. And then the second piece of it is that it's Super Bowl Sunday, so there's no for us to even, you know, be outside when, you know, we could be, you know, indoors enjoying, you know, the festivities and stuff like that. So
it's a nice day today, too.
It is a very nice day, man. So, you know, at the end of the day, bro, I felt like it was important to do that. Hey, I had some questions for you real quick before we start, right?
Oh, and we got a lot of stuff we can talk about.
Oh, we got a lot of stuff that
we can
talk
about. We don't have that regular show. We can talk about just about last Sunday after the show.
No, this is a fun. that'll be our warm up once we come in. But I had two questions that I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
What if you went in on a date and you noticed a chick had her shoes on backwards?
Her shoes on backwards?
Like the right on the left?
Oh. Went on a date and like.
Just walk.
Are they stilettos?
Nah, let's say that, you know, for the sake of it, man, they're Nike Air Maxes. What'd you do?
What would I do? I'd probably point it out to her.
But is that a turn off automatically?
I could be like, is she fucking with me? Is she slow? I gotta know if she's how aware is she?
All right, let's fix it.
Does she not feel this?
let's fix this. Does she not feel this? All right, let's turn it backwards then. Let's say you go in on a date and you notice her shoes are on the right way now. But she starts sucking her thumb.
No, where is this guy?
Listen, I'm just asking you, what is your threshold? Hit my mic again.
My bad.
Back up a little bit. What would you do if she just came in and she started sucking her thumb?
Well, what kind of look was on her face? Was it sensual? Like she was wanting me to look at this?
Childish.
Childish.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel like maybe I'll text you, like, yo, call me on the emergency tip. Gotta run.
Oh, man, she probably comes with her own set of instructions and everything. All right, man, let's get to this episode, man. I'm done playing.
I need to know where the genesis of those questions come from.
Bunch of nonsense.
You got some wild stories. This is how you were sounding when you try to put this together.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, I bang and let your fucking brain sing. Snitches.
This is one of my favorite tracks as a kid coming up. 22s
up in they hosiery. A black teller when my father busting and loaded me. Think he just finished sniffing the key and dipping the D's. Don't hate me, hate Nicky Barnes for hitting my mom's, letting the condom pop. Nigga, I was born in the drop. Coke boiling the pot. Shake the feds and bust shots at them street cops. Fuck your point is. My point is double fours at your fucking jaws pointed. Hollow point shit. 4.6. Need I say more? How do you get the point, bitch? Come on. What type of nigga slangin' bang in the streets? Yeah, bro. What type of nigga stay in the trunk for weeks? Yeah, bro. What type of nigga fly then be cool? Bad boy. Aim for the sky, cop the shit, then shoot. Ming's dragon on the floor. Banging on your horse, second the Christ scientist examining for flaws. Pour the crystal on the way to trial. Rico Law got a nigga head hurt.
Yes, 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 yes. We not done, though. You ain't not done. Hold up. Make sure I hit the right track. Did I hit the right track? Yeah, I hit the right track. I hit the right track. Listen, I'm trying to stay in the theme. I'm trying to stay in the theme. Let's go. We setting the vibes.
There's a car started next to the mic.
You can't even hear it.
We outside.
Listen, I don't care whether you're at your house, your grandma's house, your auntie's house. Hell, you could be at a Super Bowl party right now, barbecuing it up. If you vegan, go ahead and throw some broccoli on the grill. Live your best life. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us.
Yeah, got the sirens in the back.
Yeah, everything. Rest in peace, Miss Rhonda. Rest in peace to anybody we lost. We just gonna keep grooving. We outside. We bike. We still with the overseas vibes. This is before your time, King. You don't know nothing about this. I'm just trying to tell you.
Okay.
Shout out to my neighbor. He said, yo, y'all got a podcast? Outside is working. Outside is working. Shout out to Sister Nancy. Wherever you are. Let that bass line drop. Check it. Hey, yo. Wait. I got a question. Which one of our heroes sampled this song recently?
Hove.
Ah, my man. He's
I thought you were about to go into that one. I thought you was going to like.
Oh, you thought I DJed?
I thought you were going to transition into Hove.
Nah, man. Y'all don't respect me. I'm just going to slowly get into Hove. Y'all don't respect my gangster. I had a half a thought to mix it together, and I was like, they ain't going to believe me.
Bam.
Good boy don't live in a tenement yard.
We gon' start after this, I promise you that.
So them chatty.
Fuck all this pretty Sean Carter shit, nigga, ho. Sean was on that gospel shit. I was on the total fucking opposite shit. Stuff $1 million in a sock drawer. That's a war chest in case you need your chest knocked off. Y'all be talking crazy under them IG pictures. So when you get the hell, you tell them Blanco sent you. I can't take the press, I got a set of twins.
Those are just words you never hear again.
I'm trying to tell you.
For the final time, you don't believe these fools. I never seen a worker rock so many jewels. I never seen a runner with so many cars. Y'all couldn't stop me, you're not as tough as you say you are. My advice is just don't be too nice to niggas. Just set the price so niggas and live your life, my nigga. Once upon a time in the projects, Sean was in flight mode, I bought a Pyrex.
Yes. I want to welcome y'all to episode, 26 of the You Wasn't Outside podcast? Is that right?
Sure.
We just going to stick with that?
Yep.
26 or 27. It's 26? Okay. The wife has told.
Let me check
Alex's
my team.
Alex's wife has told me that is.
Let me ask my team.
Episode 26. Ask the team. Don't play. Hey, we getting the live and direct reactions right
Speaking
now.
Speaking of that, that little thread that she started this morning, like, hey, we coming through?
Yeah.
Now I have her number. So every time you call my wife, like every other day, I can call her and be like, yo, what up?
That's not in your personality, though.
I know.
It's not.
I just don't like it.
It's not in your personality. Yo, so you asked me something while we was playing music right now, and then I realized that I've never not used those headphones that you're using right now in a year and a half, but decided to switch up. And you've been living your best life with these, man. These are great. The quality is great. The stuff I've been listening to in those headphones has been trash.
Sorry, man.
It's all good.
You the A mic. Go ahead.
Let me get back to it. I want to welcome y'all to episode 26 of the You Wasn't Outside podcast. I'm one of your hosts, not doing the most. My name is Normal ass Carl.
That Kirkland hit, man. Kirkland, Tennessee, baby.
To my left, I have my man, Just Lex. And you know we got to hit him with the drops.
Namaz Carter. And
Just Lex. Just Lex. How you been, man?
Not gonna lie, man. Monday morning, my ankle was swollen.
You got gout?
Nah, from Dunkin' and Sandals.
How you would just inherit black people like problems? Gout.
Well, I can't get sickle cell, right?
I don't think so.
No, nah, white people get malaria.
You don't have that trick.
You can't get malaria. I can't get sickle cell.
You guys have bad sense.
And you can't get lice.
I can't get lice.
Oh, is that new now? Oh, they developed.
Black kids can get lice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Well, that was an urban myth coming up then.
That black people can get lice?
Yeah.
I think it's tougher for us to get lice if we have shorter hair.
Okay.
That's the thing. Your wife is eligible to get lice, though, because she has longer
hair.
She's
eligible?
Yeah, she's eligible. Your son, too, being that way.
So, okay.
Yeah. So, if you run into anybody with lice, man, just know that. Me, I've been solid. Thank you for asking.
I didn't get there. You never get there.
I listened back to a few episodes. You never get there, man. And it's okay, man. It's all right. I've been okay, you know. Had a little rough start to the week, but, I mean, it's slowly, progressively gotten a little better. Nothing that I care to indulge in, but, you know, one thing that I have learned, at least in the last, you know, few years, is that, you know, families aren't perfect, you know what I mean, and in any regard. And sometimes people take in this misconception that, you know, you're leading a perfect life with a perfect family, like things are always going to be lined up. And it's never going to be that way.
A little deeper. I thought we was joking.
No, we joking. But, I mean, at the same token, like, I was just, you know, thinking about it. Like, there's no perfect, you know, scenario for anything. You're always going to encounter problems. And so what I've been recently thinking of is, like, life is going to give you things. And it's how you respond to it. And that's the beauty of life, is, like, there's no clear-cut answers, you know, for things at all.
It's constantly adapting to the situation.
There we go. All right, man, we got a score to settle for This Week in Hip-Hop. So I only have one. I didn't do any other research on anything else because I decided that, you know, we can delve into this topic a little deeper than needed. So I'm gonna let you go ahead and announce it for me real quick. So what we're gonna talk about on This Week in Hip-Hop. So what
are we talking about?
Know what we talking about?
Oh, about last night.
Well, it started way before then. We talked about it actually the week before in regards to Fifth. So what happened?
Oh, yesterday, Get Rich or Die Trying came out,
2003. Now, the question that I had posed to everyone, first of all, let me go ahead, shout out to Fifth, you know, yes, give my man his flowers. So Get Rich or Die Trying came out 18 years ago now, okay? And so I had asked you guys before that was even brought up. I was boxing with my cousin about 2 weeks ago, and I was telling him, like, there's not that many marquee albums that I can think of in my lifetime when I was cognizant that really held it down like Get Rich or Die Trying did.
Right.
And then my cousin had brought up some other familiar points, and he was like, well, you know, Kanye's College Dropout is one of them, you know, and then I guess somebody threw in there yesterday, Marshall Mathers LP was another.
No, but see, I was misunderstanding the question because that sounds more like what you're talking about. I thought you were talking, you just said better albums. But I was talking about, but if you're talking about like the moment, like I think that's what you meant by marquee and stuff like that, then yeah, I would probably put that at the very top.
What would you put in there that can compete with it for the best album of that decade then?
Well, see, and that's another thing with like, did you start the decade in 2000 or did you end it in 2010? Because it seemed like he was doing 11 years and not 10.
I think you could start at 2000 and 2000 to 2009 and 2010 is the start of a new decade. I think that's fair.
So the albums I put ahead of that, if you start at 2000, was Marshall Mathers LP. I put the Blueprint over that. And if you are including 2010, I was thinking about putting Dark Twisted Fantasy over there. But
you know, everybody likes that one, and I'm not 100% sold on it. You know what I mean? Like, to me, that's one of Kanye's, that's his third best project, in my opinion. I like College Dropout as number one, and I think that, and even, like, us talking about it, like, Fifth and Kanye had their own little battles back then in regards to, like, release dates and everything. So I feel like, you know, Ye's music, you know, resonates to that regard.
That release date ended gangster rap. that's where everything changed.
So talk about what happened there. Explain
so in 2007, like, 50 was still, like, running things as far as, like, you know, you're always the last to know. As far as like when it's, I want to say it was over at that point, but it's like, oh, like he could do no wrong. And so he was coming out with his third album, Curtis, and Kanye was coming out with Graduation. And clearly Graduation was way better than Curtis, but it wasn't about what was better. It was about like, oh, 50's going to sell because, you know, he's the numbers guy. And so they did this whole thing to stir everything up and it was going to drop on the same day. And this was probably the first time. I'm usually like not wrong. Like I was pretty good with like first week numbers and this and that. And then Kanye got him. And I feel like ever since then, that's when like the clothes started tightening up. The shirt started tightening up. They started getting a little more colorful. You know, everything was like, it just kind of came in that wave. It like signified like the generation was like, if there's a new one about to begin.
And that's crazy because they did open up that, you know, that generation. But I would say the generation switched around 2012-ish.
Well, no, see, now in the, like everything being so microwave, that's just a whole new generation again. Yeah. Instead of 10, 15 years or whatever, generations are like five now.
Yeah.
And it might even start, it might even get down to three because like the whole like mumble rap thing only lasted a couple years and it's like, oh, now we on something new
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we got to start, you know, thinking about, you know, having music that actually is sustainable. You know, another thing that I was thinking of about like what you were saying where that killed gangster rap, you know, and I'm going to be honest with you, this is outside of you because you don't control that, but I don't want you to take this personally, but I watched American Skin on Friday.
I didn't get to that one yet.
Yeah, it's
$6.99. You about to blame white people?
It's $6.99. Well, so I don't want to delve too much into the movie because it's still new. So for people that want to, you know, go out there and watch it, really great movie. Excellent. I hated the ending, but that was good. Like, I hated the ending because it's something that would actually happen.
Mm.
But one of the guys in the film, he was talking about how the biggest consumers of rap music hip hop is who?
White people.
And so what I felt like is like when it no longer became for us, and you don't count in that regard because you don't live that type of lifestyle of coming up from suburbia and stuff like that, having two parents in the
right,
household.
But if you don't know me and you go to a show, I look like pretty much everybody there.
Yeah, that's
I might
real.
Be different than a lot of people there, but the aesthetically,
yeah,
like I'm who it is.
Right, right. But I mean, even still though, like you don't, me knowing you, you don't fit that mold. Now, some other, you know, black kid telling his white friend in a suburban neighborhood, like, hey, man, you don't fit that mold. That's completely different, too. So I get it. But, like, I felt like that infiltration also killed music. You know what I mean? In a sense. Like, it was cool. We took M. We took M because we had his street cred and everything. You know what I mean? He had Proof and Bazaar and all them guys from, you know, and the whole Detroit, you know, supporting his movement. And
right, but we can't have the misconception like he was the first one. Because there was already Beastie Boys.
And they hung around predominantly black people?
I mean, at a certain, to a certain extent, but I feel like I don't like, and this thing that I think Mark gets on me when I do these lists, I don't like Beastie Boys music.
Yeah, me neither.
It's too, yeah, but I mean, you're young enough to where you just like, you stop at a certain year and you're just like, ah, it's all too much. Like, when you go further back, it's just like, ah, it's too much rock stuff. And I just don't like rock, I guess.
But I feel like a lot of the music from that era, shit, what's my man's name? He plays in all the movies. Big Patriots fan. Marky Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like he don't, like I feel like he was a rapper too coming up, but I feel like he was pandering too a little bit.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
No, but see, that's the thing. When you have things like Vanilla Ice, it's just more like, it's just more, he threw me off my thought.
Yeah,
proceed. Good.
You said Vanilla Ice, and you said that it's pandering. But what I'm getting at more so than anything is that I feel like nowadays you got more kids of different ethnicities, you know, trying to live that same life that was portrayed in the music that we grew up on, and they're not even living that type of life right now. You get what I'm saying? Like that's more prevalent now. Like you wasn't seeing Beastie Boys, Marky Mark, and all them pretending to like portray gangster rap and stuff like that and be hood and all those things. That just wasn't the case.
No, but I mean, I feel like in every generation, I mean, rappers lie anyway.
Yeah.
Or they at least stretch the truth.
I feel like 90%, 95% to 98% of rap is all fake anyway. You know, it's all lies.
So, yeah, but yeah, it just depends on what type of music you're making, I guess.
The reason why that movie was solid, though, is because it hit a deeper issue where you remember that Joyner Lucas track that he did? Where,
I'm Not Racist?
Yeah, and he was sitting across from the man.
Yeah.
This was now in a movie form. And so one of the arguments that, you know, one of the white guys said is like, can you blame us for, you know, pulling y'all over without probable cause when all your music is fucking bitches and getting hoes and all this other stuff? And he was like, well, shit, that's when he brought up, well, like, you're mad that we make the music? But, like, people like your daughter and her friends are the ones, like, that buy that music and continue to perpetuate that struggle.
That's what they're scared of, though.
Oh yeah,
they scared of. I mean, that generation was scared. My mom's generation was scared that the music would get a hold of me and make me go out, like, you know. You know, NW, blame it on gangster rap. Made me do this. Made me do that. Made me become who I was. And I hate that misconception too. Of I was talking to somebody yesterday about this. It's just like, oh, they're not list. I mean, granted, yeah, there's a lot of bitches, hoes do this and like a lot of problematic stuff. But sometimes that if you just hear cursing, they're like, oh, here they are. Doing, they're not listening to the context or what they're actually saying.
Yeah,
because last we were having a conversation yesterday, and like some serious radio channel was on. It was playing Tupac, "Wonder Why They Call You Bitch." And so, without listening to what he's saying, she's like, "Oh no, turn this off. Here he goes degrading women." And I was like, "Actually, he's trying to explain something." And she just couldn't get there, or she couldn't get there. She was just like, "Nope, I don't want to hear it." but not necessarily her, but like something like, I know my mom would hear stuff when I was growing up, and as soon as she heard a curse word, it was like, oh. And it's just like, nah, you got to listen to what they're saying.
Yeah,
there's so much more into it.
And I feel like it's deeper than that, man. You know what I mean? Check the movie out for sure. For y'all that haven't, you know, seen it or anything like that or heard of it, you can catch it on Amazon Prime. I thought it was really good. Out of all the black movies we've had that came out in the last like 2 or 3 months, man, especially during this pandemic, this one was the one that captured me. Like I was really blown away by its message and everything, man. And you know, I was, you know, sitting on the edge of my seat and everything. Yo, thumbs down to me. I didn't give you my AKAs and they were so fire that I felt like, you know, I need to throw that out there. Happy Black History Month to everybody too. I'm trash for not, you know,
I'm letting you lead the way, man.
There we go, man. So
you ain't blaming it on me.
So at Just Lex, aka I would have fought alongside of you when I was on Amistad. AKA I'll be drinking. Instead of I'll be sure.
I get it.
I'll be drinking. There we go. He got me. He got me. All right, some random shit to fill in time, man. Let's go ahead. Let me switch it up. Let me get my applause and everything. I gotta figure out this whole phone situation, bro, because I got to go in between each time. All right, so my man's hit me. I was talking to him during the week. We were having some deep conversations. I've had a lot of deep conversations this week. But he hit me with a line that was pretty tough. And I want you to kind of explain some context to me if you believe it or not. Quote, "The hardest relationship is the one after the toxic one."
jumping ahead. We don't know.
Like when I go on the golf course, and I hate saying the word fiance, so I just tell people like my wife. Like I already know where intentions is gonna take me, man. So it's like,
no, we know we making this happen. I solidify my groomsman spot by walking in the rain with a trash can halfway quarter mile up a hill.
But what do you think about that? Have you been in a toxic relationship?
Oh, man, all my relationships are toxic.
Okay, before your wife, was there one?
I might be in one right now.
But to some degree, we all might be, you know? So how was it bouncing back from those? Did you find yourself, like, having mistrust in people or not people,
nah,
or women?
Nah, I don't. Oh, shit, my bad. It's all good. Really got
to
get normal.
You got to learn how to sit in between.
Yeah, I'm trying, so, but, man, you.
Turn the other way,
nah,
man.
We good. Anyway. Fortunately, I feel like when you're young, it's more like, you know, I'm not tripping. I didn't bring it to the next relationship and said, oh, you know, this girl cheated on me or blah, blah, blah. So all women cheat on me. I feel like I was wiser in that sense where I was like, ah, because that it's just not going to make it work.
Yeah.
And then, you know, yeah, I feel like, and I feel, yeah, there's this quote that Jonathan has when we were young. Boy, you sure know how to pick them. I hope you hear this one too, because it's like, because I'll be telling people stuff, like, yo, like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know. It's like, you like that type of shit? I was like, I wouldn't say I like it. It's just more like, it's just what it was. Plus, I didn't take that sounds bad if I say I didn't take a lot of women seriously. But you know, when you're younger, I'm just out here living my life, doing me.
Yeah.
You happen to be part of that at the moment.
Mm.
And we just gonna rock until it don't make sense to rock no more.
Let's ask you a deeper question. What makes you, do you think that you have some toxic traits?
I'm the toxic one in this relationship. Why you? No, why I already know what she's doing.
You know, she looked at me. I didn't know she was coming out.
I'm developed. I can see it in my kids.
What's your toxic trait that you have? What is it? Let me know what it is.
I don't know.
You don't want to jump on the list because she's right here, I'll jump
no,
on
I don't
it.
Know yet. Tell me.
But, so she tells me I'm a control freak.
Mm.
And now that she said it, it hurt me a little bit when she said it. And so now I've been trying to find ways that she's a control freak.
Okay.
Yeah. So like when the kids' clothes and stuff like that, when she put them on, or like when I put them on, she's like, nah, I don't want them wearing this. Like, you control freak. But I pick my battles, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm strong. Like if I pick up something that I need to do like right now, right away, I will absolutely do it right away.
Mm-hmm.
Like right then and there.
I'm open to, I don't know if I can come up with one off the top of my head, but I'm sure she'll give several and I'll be like, yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
You know what's funny though? I meant to, so you ever got one of those, I heard your little show yesterday.
I'm sure.
She ain't never
sure
hit
I
you
have.
With that? No. So
maybe
she,
twice.
She
maybe
got
twice.
She got upset. I wouldn't say upset, but she had a...
You speak freely now the garage closed.
No, I meant to do this in the intro. She was like, yeah, I heard your little show. So I was like, okay. And she was like, I don't do that.
It's a trap.
And I was like, you didn't do it. And she was talking... Damn, what was she? What were we talking about? Oh, when I said... when we were talking about parenting.
Mm.
And then what we were talking about... We were talking about the tolerance that dads have with the crying and let them cry it out, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't do that. And then... She told me why that she don't do it and then spent the next 5 minutes telling me all the reasons why she does it. Now, not that her reasons weren't valid.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything she said was wrong. I just thought it was funny that she started it with, I don't do that.
Yeah, that's not. That's
and then
not,
gave me hella bullet points of everything why she does
of
it.
Why it's valid. Which is okay. I feel like, you know, men come with a different background and expertise in regards to things like that. You know what I mean? But I mean, it just comes in the territory. You know, like we can't all be the same.
You found those balls?
He
want
to let you know he found the
he's the new toxic one right there. He might be the most toxic person. He's teaching me things.
Man, what you mean?
So
what you mean?
So with his mom, this is the most toxic relationship I've ever seen. This is like, this is,
you going to help me connect the dots and get
this is future level.
Okay.
Like, you know how they put future as like toxic king?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, he ain't got nothing on that boy. He goes up to his mom. I love you, mom. You so beautiful. Looks her right in the, grabs her in the face and then smacks her.
Oh, yeah. That
like,
is.
He's on some 70s pimp
that,
shit.
That's
no cane.
That's real toxic. I watched Underworld the other day on TV and they had pimps up there.
So. Nah, but the thing is, it works. Because she be like, oh, you always up under me, blah, blah, blah. And then as soon as he gone for 30 minutes, she's scrolling through pictures of him. It's the most toxic shit I've ever seen. But I love it, though.
There you go. There's never wrong with loving it. So speaking of that, okay, we're talking about, you know, kids and you're a grown man and everything. It's a terrible transition, but whatever.
Okay.
When's the last time you hugged a grown man? You didn't think I was gonna make it. This was gonna make it on there.
No, I forgot you asked me that. Yeah, because you called me.
Yeah, because I was just sitting up here thinking.
Yeah,
because
normally when we leave, we just pound it up real quick.
Yeah, man. I'm not gonna tell you to come here real quick. You know what I mean? Unless you was like going away for some time. You know, doing a bid. I don't feel hugging there's no man. Reason for me. It's COVID, but if COVID wasn't, you know, out here, I'm still not hugging nobody. You know what I mean? Like, and so I started thinking like,
oh, even no non-COVID, you ain't hugging nobody?
Nah. Like
not even the quick, like the dap up real quick, or like the, you know what I mean?
When you put the dap in it, I feel like it changes the whole thing.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Okay, because I was including the dap. So yeah. You're talking about non-dap.
Like a straight hug, like, come here, man.
That makes the question so much funnier.
Yeah.
Damn.
You gotta figure.
I don't know if I've ever hugged any grown man without dap.
The dap sets off the tone. Like
it do. Because the dap makes it, yeah, come here, boy, you know.
Oh, and then you go in straight with the hug.
Yeah.
All right, so when you got married. But see, okay, so when you hug another man, it's usually an older man that's, like, okay with hugging and stuff.
But
like
even
that.
Then, it comes from, like, it starts with a dap. Or at least a handshake and bring it in.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Why do we throw the handshake in there? Just to show what our intentions are?
No, like, I think it's just a safe start. And then you need to know, are we hugging or not? But we going to at least handshake. And then it's like, nah. We closer than this.
We better than this. Okay. All right, man. I just wanted to know. I forgot why I got on that about hugging another grown man, but I didn't think about that. I personally, like, when I left for college and stuff like that, I think my dad shook my hand. He threw it out there when I left. We don't normally shake hands. So that was like That was even more like.
Do you not normally hug either?
I don't think I've never pounded my dad. I don't think he's hugged me. I've had like plenty of baseball games where I've killed it, and you know he don't hug me or nothing. He just, hey, good game, man.
He pulling up now. You want to say something to him?
What about him doing that?
Is this one of the deep conversations you had this week?
Nah. Not with him. Nah.
Coming off set.
That had nothing to do.
I can see where if you were toxic when you were younger, where how it's coming about. Because my dad didn't hug me.
Nah, man, I had enough.
Hey, at least he was there to pay the mortgage.
Okay, now this one. Now this random shit right here, I remember this having a profound conversation. How early? Okay, let me paint the picture. You're dating a woman. Okay, it's been 3 months. It's
never
been,
have, never will.
Okay, but you're
I'm married.
Yeah. Okay. Before all this, you're dating a woman. Okay, this is hypothetical. Your wife is right here. She's probably.
Am I toxic?
You're not toxic. We don't know yet. We're going to figure this out. How soon is it too soon to tell them I love you?
Ooh, this is funny.
So in my thought process, right? I think like when we were talking about this, the person that was telling that other person that they love them was after like 4 or 5 months of being with them.
Mm.
And I feel like if somebody who's been in, you know, previous relationships, if you've had at least 3 or 4 relationships, 4 or 5 months is way too early to tell somebody that you love them.
That's all right, I'm gonna just let you talk to him. Well, now I feel like you're judging me.
Why? Okay, let's hear it. Like when do you think is a good time to at least state it? You can feel that like it's going that way.
Oh, okay, yeah. You know what? Because I felt like we would have been on the same page, but until she came along, I feel like she might have been 3-4 months in.
Yeah.
Now I feel like I'm shooting myself some bail because we still here and we married.
Exactly.
But at the same time,
and you'd be sick if she left.
I've been sick several times. Yeah, because I feel like I was getting on people too. Cause like my little brother, right?
That's
I feel him. Like he's like a 3-dayer. He's real quick. And I'm like, woo. He real quick. I feel like when he do that too, it makes a girl feel some type of way, and that's why he might be single now.
Yeah, but you know what, though?
Not with every girl, but I just know when we were coming up, at least, like, younger, I was like, damn, he doing this? He giving it up right now? You, like, 14.
You familiar with Little Brother?
Yeah.
So, in one of the Little Brother songs, I believe it was Fonte, he had said, you know, a woman's love is love and a man's love is life. Right?
Mm.
And that was pretty profound for me.
Is that what you tell her when you go golfing every weekend?
That's not what I tell her, you know.
Surprise, motherfucker.
I love you. and then proceed to leave outside the door. Nah, but I mean, like, when I look at it, it's like, I guess, like, we look at two different qualities, you know? So, in your partner, what are the qualities that you look for that constitute love for you?
I mean, openness, vulnerability, checking me at the appropriate times.
Okay.
You know, that definitely, because that friendship got to be in there, too. Because, like, I love you as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like he has to get to that level too. Like, I love you as a friend first, and then the fact that you're also holding it down in these other arenas like a friend, but then also, you know, it gets a little different when it comes to the spouse, but gotta love you as a friend first. And then it's kind of hard to describe when that in love feeling comes. It's just like everything kind of hit different.
Yeah.
Like, every single part of life kind of hit different.
See, where I'm getting at is, like, I feel like, you know, the first 3 to 4 months is a honeymoon stage. You know what I mean? And so it's like, for me, I ain't going to speak for anyone else. But for me, it's like, yo, if I make a mistake or if you make a mistake, how do we bounce back from that? And then, you know, how do we move forward, you know, after bouncing back? You know, so when I told my fiance, like, yo, like,
she ain't your wife no more?
She's going to be my wife for sure. But when I told her, you know, like, when I tell her that I love her, like, she loves me despite my flaws. When I'm telling you, like, I'm a strong-willed individual and all these things, like, she loves me despite, you know, those things and, you know, trust me to lead.
You got to love me. You got to love the best of me and the rest of me.
Right. And I also want her to be her own person, too. So I advocate for that, too. And so I don't know, like, on her side, you would have to ask her. But for me, I think another, you know, strong thing about our connection is the fact that, Like all the things that we do and we put together in regards to our family, finances, you know, whatever it may be. Like, I empower her and I try to ask her, you know, about those things.
I'm gonna ask, the first time I get to call her, I'm gonna ask her. That'll be a conversation. Yeah, yeah. When you're on the phone with her, I'll call her and be like, "Hey, what you love about this man?"
Oh, here you go. So then you're gonna throw salt in the game too. So
never
don't,
that.
Nah, don't do that. Nah, it's cool. I trust him. I trust my man.
I protect him. Like, I got several female friends who I don't know their dude, or I don't even know him like that. And I stay caping for the fellas, just like giving them perspective.
No, that's the thing.
Giving them game. Like, you know what? He's annoying. He was doing this. I was like, he probably meant something like this. I'm like, you know what? I never thought about it like
workplace
that.
Workplace balance.
Yeah, I'm just like, hey, but so see, I don't know if there's anybody out there caping for me when I'm in trouble.
I would hope so. But does she work around a lot of men?
She works around her bed and a laptop.
But before that, before all this, like, did she work? See, my thing is like, I work in a profession that's female dominated, right? And so, you know,
yeah,
in having conversations, or like women will ask me questions about like what they think about certain things, I'm like, yo, you're not giving such and such, you know, enough credit. Maybe this is what's going on.
Yeah,
you know,
so what I mean? Yeah, we on the same page.
I want somebody to shoot me the same bell that I'm gonna shoot
that. And that, I do it for the credit, for the karma. Just like, hey, I'm out here.
But if somebody's
putting in the work of God.
But I feel like if I start hating, then that gives off the wrong message.
If it's around the right woman, then she will definitely be like, "Oh, you corny."
Yeah. What do you like? In like, terms
if,
of like,
if you hating on another man when he's not present, like dirty macking. Then she's going to know. Maybe she won't tell you, but, you know, she probably hitting her group chat, or she's doing whatever. Or she'll go back and tell the dude and they'll laugh about you.
Don't hit the group chat about me.
Or she'll go back to her dude and laugh about you.
Yeah, but and that's clown shit that I just won't personally do on my own, though. You know what I mean? Like for me, I'm all about bigging people up. Number two, I don't get in, like, the middle of people's shit. I'd be like, yo, y'all just going to have a conversation. That's it. You know, meet in the middle. Like, I don't know. I don't like to offer words of encouragement, you know, in regards to either way. So. But yeah, all right, man. Let's get into this. Let's get into this. Read 'em and weep. I gently read over it. I don't know if I like gave it the full appeal that it needed.
You made sure you got all the words right.
Yeah. Well, you know, I be struggling to read. I swear to God, I be sounding like Floyd Mayweather when I be trying to read sometimes. All right, here we go. I met an amazing man last September. We spent 5 hours talking. It was magical. His word. His word. That's what he said. We agreed to have lunch the next day. He disclosed that he was a Christian. I said the same, but I don't practice any organized religion. We live in different towns. For the next several weekends, he drove to spend weekends at my house. We got along well, cooking together, going for walks, watching movies, and talking for hours. However, we never were intimate. He slept in the guest room, but I'd awaken early and go to his bed. He'd hold me with his arms on top of the blankets. I don't know why they write it like this. Soon he said that for him to be intimate with me, I need to lose weight. Oh shit. I responded that due to COVID-19, I'm 20 pounds over my normal weight. She lying.
Excuses.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Now from my 600 pound life would have a field day with her ass right now. I'm 20 pounds over my normal weight, but I'm not fat, quote unquote. I tried to end the relationship twice because I wasn't what he needs. He got very upset, saying that he didn't care about my weight but didn't want only a sexual relationship. He said that he was attracted to me. I should relax and let life unfold. He believes that sex is only to procreate, not just for pleasure. We're both this is wild. We're both in our early 60s. He asked, what if we're never intimate? I said, I wanted a full loving relationship with intimacy included. He ended that relationship last month because of confusion over his indecisiveness about our requirements. I was truly alone, I was truly done. What do you think is the real reason he was withholding intimacy? He didn't like me kissing him either. He said that everything works just to let it happen. He added that women always seduce him, and he let them have him. I insisted he'd have to be intimate with me. He admitted he didn't know how. I miss him. What should I do? So what do you think? What are your thoughts on this?
Not gonna front. Some of that was a little harder to follow because of the pauses, but it sounds like he was either trying to protect her feelings, but I don't even want to say that because he was giving it up very bluntly. So. That's kind of hard to call.
That's
maybe, maybe he fell in love in the mind before like the physical happened, and then he just didn't know how to let that go. But he just, he maybe he was never, I don't think he was ever really attracted to her physically or sexually.
Court's in session. My man has erectile dysfunction.
Okay, you didn't tell me that part.
No, I made that up.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
But I firmly believe in something. When it clicked to me reading it for the first time that bro was in his 60s, you know what I mean? He ain't working the way he used to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And another thing that I've also, like, you know, come to realize too is that for the most part, women have a higher sex drive than men. For the most part. That you're the for the most part for purposes. I can see your face right there. But at the same token, I feel like the misconception of us is all wrong. And for maybe for some time, like, yeah, that was what we were going after. But this man really wanted to get to know this woman. He obviously seen that.
Well, because it switches, right? Our peak is 18 to 22-ish. We out here. Blah, 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 blah.
I say 26.
20. No, I'm just saying, like, that's when it's just like, ah, you know what I mean? And then right. Theirs is more like early to mid-30s and on.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, the tables kind of turn.
Yeah.
And, well, that was just a... Keep going with what you were saying. I was just saying that's more of a probably where it starts from.
Yeah, like where I'm at right now with this is that I feel like my man was really just trying to spend time to get to know her. Like, I could see if it had been years and you hadn't been, you know, intimate with this person, but like my man is loving himself. You know what I mean? The last thing he threw in there was like women always tried to seduce him. So maybe he was a good looking dude.
Yeah, he was out
total
here.
Package and whatever, man. And sometimes, you know, as men, we like to take it slow. You know what I mean?
Sometimes.
And then I've learned.
Respect my boundaries.
I've done that. You know what I mean? I've been the guy to like set boundaries. Like, all right, man, I ain't going to push the situation, you know, too tough or whatever. I don't want that to happen.
Oh, I never make the first move. I'm terrible at it.
I wouldn't make the first move also.
No, but I'm talking about like, period.
What's up, bro? Yeah.
I'm like, I had a girl tell me you would get so much. Do I want to say that word? No, I don't. You get so much more if you would make the first move.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, ah.
It takes the fun out the game,
too. It ain't
that
serious. Well, yeah. One is like more like a... Now I'm about to say, I'm teasing you. We'll see if the person who that comes from listens and hits the group chat later.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's more of a... Sometimes it's mind games. But most of the time, it's just like, nah, because I think I just hate rejection so much.
Yeah.
That it's just like, hey, you know I'm here. I'm available. whenever you're ready.
I'm ready to live my best life. If
yeah,
you
I think it mostly stems from rejection. I hate the first move, but.
I personally won't make the first move because I want to know, like, all right, this is something that, like, you're interested in, too.
Well, yeah, that, too. And this is before everything got so, like. Not like we're celebrities or anything, but you know what I mean? This is before like the Me Too movement, before it got kind of dicey to like, hey, are you sure you're okay with this? Because back in the day, I wouldn't, if you had been drinking at any amount, this is before I was really drinking. If you've been drinking any amount, I'll be like, nah. Even if you were just like trying to throw yourself on me, but I was like, nah.
Yeah.
And then especially if you're that sloppy, unattractive drunk, it's like, all right, get out of my face.
Yeah, that's not going to work for me.
Nah.
But for some dudes, I watch them, they, you know, it's like predators, man.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, oh, they got one in them. And let's just say it might have been consensual anyway. It's just like, man, you out here, like, that's the only way you getting it.
Yeah.
Those are the dudes at work that are dirty macking, that aren't shooting bail.
I think she was looking too far into it. In your 60s and stuff like that, like me personally, I guess, is like, if I'm in my 60s and I'm dating, let's say something happened in my relationship, and I'm back out there on the market again. It's more about the companionship for me.
No. But she's not saying it's not more about it. But to have she was using words like full. To have a full loving relationship, you have to include intimacy.
Yeah.
It has to be. Otherwise, you're just friends, right? You're just roommates. And you can be the companion, and that's great. But if she's looking for like that type of relationship, it's like, no, I don't want another friend. I want, you know, a partner relationship. I want that full on, damn near married shit.
Yeah, and he did take it to the extreme by like sleeping in the guest room and all that. You know what I mean?
No, like, but see, that's the move. Like, oh, I'm doing that out of respect. But if she's over here, you know, it's been however many months now, she's telling you like, nah, I'm ready. I'm good to go.
Yeah, I trust you.
But see, it's also different when you throw the Christian stuff in there because maybe he has his little rules or whatever, or like, you know, not till marriage or whatever he's on.
Yeah.
But I didn't see that. I didn't hear that part in the story. So maybe that wasn't the case.
Maybe we should conclude this with, we need more information.
We need more. Maybe he's on the premarital, like, that I don't get down like that.
Yeah.
And then maybe it's, and maybe it could be something that simple.
I hope it is. You know what I mean?
Shout out to her, man.
Shout out to him for loving himself, man. I ain't mad at the king loving himself, you know?
Hey, I was going to ask you a question, something happened yesterday.
Let's hear it.
Do you associate, this might be hard to come up with the top.
It was at this moment that he knew.
Nah.
He fucked up.
It ain't one of those. Like a song that's resonated because of a movie. Like, you know this song because of this movie. And I don't mean songs that were made for that soundtrack. I'm talking about songs that maybe were classics before, but you only know it because of this movie, and they just put it like in the movie.
Lose Yourself?
No, that was made for the movie.
Mm.
No, I'm talking about, so we was riding in the car yesterday, and Biggie's Hypnotize came on, right?
Yeah.
And so people were like, oh, I like this song. And G was like, yeah, I like this song. And I was like, I don't know if I've ever played it in front of him. And he was like, no, I like this song. She's like, oh, you like this song too? He said, yeah, Spider-Man. Mm. And I was like, and then she started laughing because we know, I was like, oh, they put that in the Into the Spider-Verse. The Black Spider-Man movie, the cartoon one.
Yeah.
They put the song in there.
I don't remember it.
Well, they put Hypnotize in the movie. And I was like, damn, he knows this song. This song that we all know because we're older and like we were around. Like, it's been big way before that. But he associates it with this movie that came out a couple years ago.
And not with the artist himself.
And so I started thinking about songs that happened to me too. And I didn't think too long, but I landed on Sandlot. Tequila. I didn't look it up. I'm sure that movie, that I know that song wasn't made for the movie.
What's the name of the song?
I think it's called Tequila. You know that when we're at the they're at the carnival. It's and then Tequila. I've only heard that song in Sandlot, but I know it had to be a big song, right? Do you have any songs like that?
This is also thinking music.
I know that, yeah. It was probably too hard to come off top.
Yeah, off the rip, I couldn't tell you, man. That's why when I gave you mine and I said it was, all right, that's enough. That's why I told you that Lose Yourself was the first thing that came to mind for me.
No, but that, I'm talking about, that song was made at the same time as the movie for the movie.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about soundtrack. I'm talking about music that was in a movie that was older than the movie. It had already been out. But you know it because it is movie.
Give me an example of one that you know.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't think about it long enough. I found mine and I stopped thinking about it.
Yeah, I would actually have to sit down and sit with it. I have to hear it. Like, for my memory to be jogged like that, I need to, like, sit down and hear it and know it and understand
we'll
it.
We'll come back to it.
All right, man. So what are we going to get here now? All right, let's go ahead and get the transition applause going in. There we go.
You got to come up with different transition button things.
I do.
Three cheers button.
Yeah, it's everything. Shit you wasn't outside for. First thing I got up on the list, wrestling.
We already talked about wrestling?
Did we?
I think so.
You sure?
We talked about, yeah, we had the fake belt from Walmart. We had the entrance music that you can buy from Sam Goody.
Oh, but we talked about doing wrestling moves.
I feel like I went into a pretty deep dive on it.
I feel like I know who your favorite wrestler is.
Oh.
See? That type. Like, when wrestling was, like, at its all-time peak, like my guys were, like, D-Generation X.
Mm. You ever told your mom? You ever did the suck it to your parents?
Nah. Come on, man. I grew up in a black household, hey. King. Nah, but so, The Rock for me was, like, my guy. Like, I had the whole soundtrack.
That's about right.
The Rock says, dang.
Right.
And yeah, so that was my whole ordeal there. So what about you? Who's your favorite wrestler?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Mm.
Which sounds crazy. Like, when you look at him as a person, like, nah, that ain't it.
But I mean, I don't think he's, like, post-wrestling, he's not that bad of a guy.
He's racist.
You think so?
I know so.
What does he do that's racist?
Oh, man, we ain't getting into that.
Why not? Never
meet your heroes, man. Nah, but that's all depending on the thing, because I was a WWF guy. I didn't really watch WCW, but then John and Mark put me on you ever heard of ECW?
Yeah. I forgot what it stands for.
No, ECW is like that hardcore, like, wrestling's real.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this ain't the, oh, No, it's real. It's like the real deal. They're doing too much. Mm. And I remember watching it, right? The very first pay-per-view they showed me. And I was like, all right, new wrestling. Because I didn't do the, I was like, you know, I'm WWF guy, whatever. And they showed me this. And the Dudley, you should probably know who the Dudley Boys, they went over to WWF, but they started in ECW, right? And he's talking to the crowd and he points out this, like, I don't remember why he pointed her out, but he's talking to her, like some random mom and like the little girls next to her. And he says, oh, you're going to come in here and you're going to teach your little girl how to suck
dick. Oh, man.
And I'm like, oh, they get down like this? Mind you, I'm probably
at a point at 12, 15, 19.
12, 13 years old.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay. That's how we giving it up? And yeah, so in ECW, my favorite, I think he went to WWF too, but when he got there, he wasn't as cool. Rob Van Dam.
Mm. Yeah, I still don't.
Yeah, yeah, nah. So we'll stick with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
He liked the little guys.
Yeah, yeah, Rob Van.
He was a little dude too, just a little buff dude.
Nah, he was a dude in ECW though.
All right, here we go. Next one up.
You do look like D'Lo Brown. Shake your neck a little bit like
that. I
this.
Get that and sexual chocolate. It's sexual, baby. Oh, yo, don't let me get in my bag. Don't let me get in my bag. All right, man. I had video games down there, but I don't know why I wrote that down there. There was a specific.
All right, let me save one. I'll throw one out to you.
Okay.
I meant to put this. This was like a month ago. I was bringing it up. The AOL free trial discs that you used to get in the mail.
What did those do for the internet? What did they just to get internet?
AOL used to send you stuff in the mail.
I do remember
a disc
that.
In
yes.
the mail saying free trial for your internet, and then they want you to buy their dial up. You never got the 7?
I remember the dial-up because you used to have to like turn on the computer and the green
right.
bars.
But AOL was spamming your snail mail with discs with free trials.
For dial-up.
No, it's for internet.
Yeah. How does it work? Explain to me.
You put it in there.
Okay.
And it's like, oh, I got the free. And then it would do its computer. I don't know. It would do its computer thing. Then, you're talking to the wrong one.
And then you got
to
get Norton to come clean everything up.
No. It wasn't even that because it was from AOL. It would say I don't think there was any bugs in it. Never mind, man.
No, that's cool.
Now I'm talking to the wrong one.
No, we keep going because I'm going to further that point where AOL like really like had a profound effect for me was Instant Messenger.
The away message.
Believe in yourself.
What was your away message?
Believe in yourself.
What was your away message?
Probably something stupid, like trying to sound cool as shit. You know, like BRB. I haven't wrote BRB since I was a kid, though.
I was taking those real serious.
What?
Because AIM also made a second comeback when the Sidekick was hot.
Mm.
Damn, that's too many. I'm old, man. That's too many different generations. But yeah, the first.
Damn, I could have put the Sidekick.
Because it was always like, you know, I got to tell you exactly what I'm doing in my away message. So it was always personalized.
You got a front.
Or I had some, like, lyric on there.
But what you was doing wasn't dope.
No. Like
in hindsight,
I mean?
22, the shit wasn't dope, you know?
Like, I remember one of my Sidekick away messages.
Did I say 2022? 2020. Let me make sure I start getting my
corrections. Nah, we ahead of the game, baby. it was like a Hov lyric. It was like, hustlers don't sleep. We rest one eye up. Just because I had insomnia and I couldn't go to sleep. I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't making any money.
Yeah.
I just couldn't sleep. So it just sounded cool. I was on AIM, but I was away. I was trying to fall asleep. So I just said, hustlers don't sleep. We rest one eye up.
I got caught up on AIM one time.
I bet you did.
Oh, it was bad.
Man.
So I was dating this girl that went to Eastlake.
Of course.
And she was, you know, she was gorgeous. And I was dating another girl at SCPA. And
there we go. Got the roster.
This is when I found the roster.
Toxic Carl.
This is what I found.
Did you have a starting five? Did you have?
I had a starting two. It was cool. It was a quick 1-2 punch. You know, yeah. I was in eighth grade, so at the time though, but I didn't realize how connected we were before social media.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the girls that we all collectively knew, and I'll tell you off mic for specific reasons, she was a cheerleader, and so she ended up knowing the girl from Eastlake because they used to cheer together, and so. The girl in Eastlake didn't have her AIM, you know, working at the time. Mm. And so when it came down to it, when she got her AIM working, it pops up. She's like, hey, how you been? Oh, I'm dating Carl. You know, he's great. Carl, he dates my friend. Like and I just got caught up from there, man. It was the worst 3 p.m. afternoon for me ever, bro. Because I used to, like when I came home, that was the first thing we did. Like we didn't just see each other. I would get on AIM and then talk to everybody I had just seen for the day or whatever. And it was like a party line back then. So
see, AIM, man, I used to get, man, I was doing so much for so many other people before myself.
Yeah.
People would come to my house. I'd be on my AIM talking to, you know, some girl that we all knew or whatever. And then they would, I was catfishing, but not to that extent.
Would you like use somebody else's abs?
No, I wasn't sending, we weren't sending pictures. I was just talking.
Yeah.
But I was giving it up like, yo, my man, like, okay, my man wants her. I'm talking to her right now. So I'm going to talk as him. Yeah. So I was spitting game for him. Getting everybody else laid except me. And it was working too.
That's the game right
there. And
the
way they started giving it up when they thought I was somebody else. Oh, man. I was like, damn.
He's a nasty guy. Speaking of that, what Valentine's Day stands in?
That's coming up, huh?
What Valentine's Day stands out to you as a kid?
As a kid?
Yeah. Like, what things, so
Valentine's Day is usually All-Star Weekend for me.
Mm. Bruh. we gotta get your mind right. So what I'm saying is, as a kid, I don't know if they still do this. You can answer this for me. But we used to, like, go to school and get the candy grams. You write a little message and stuff like that.
We still doing that.
People are still doing that right now.
Yeah.
Okay, because I haven't seen a gram. But then again, I haven't had kids. But even, like, I don't have kids that are school age. And so, like, even, like, with kids that I've worked around that were school age, you know, I don't see them walking around with, would you be mine? You remember the little sweet talk?
But it's more like, oh, I got something for my whole class. Mm. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Where you go to the classroom and you got, you know, you got to buy something for the whole class. And like, oh, I got this candy bag from her. Or I got this from him. Dudes, girls, it didn't matter. It was just everybody got something for everybody.
Right.
But, nah, I didn't get anything. If you're asking me, did I get anything, like, on the special solo tip?
That ain't never been. What have you done for Valentine's Day?
As a kid?
As an adult, whatever.
Mm. I like watching the All-Star game, baby. Nah, it's more of a, you know, I'll do the cliche, like, oh, you gotta treat her like every day is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And luckily, she ain't too, like, about it. To more, it's like, yeah, I get it. It's another consumer or whatever. But, you know, I try to do the, at least do the minimum.
Now, we know Cecil is
off. Get the fresh batch of flowers.
We know Cecil is off the wall, right?
Yes.
Cecil was telling me that the move is to get rid of him before Valentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah. He strikes me as that type. But when you married, you can't. Or, hey, can you start a fight, like, right before?
Possibly.
Is that what I should do on Thursday?
I don't think you can get out. I don't think you can get out like that.
Like Thursday?
Wife's telling you no.
I don't need to start none. We get into plenty real fights. It still might happen.
It's a sick culture, though. And the reason why I would tell you it's a sick culture is before Valentine's Day, you have Thanksgiving, Christmas,
and New Year's.
That's a lot of holidays. And he told me he was willing to give someone a Christmas present instead of taking them out for Valentine's Day. And I was like,
it's different.
It does hit different, and his logic and his rationale was, I don't have to give you a gift on Christmas, and I don't have to hang with you on Christmas, but for Valentine's Day,
right? It's all centered on you.
Yeah, there's an obligation there. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, I don't.
And really, why it ain't never centered on us?
What do you mean?
I'm saying Valentine's Day, is it for her or is it for us as a unit?
It's supposed to be for her.
Okay,
let me ask you
something that's even better. Anniversary.
Again,
it's for us, right?
It's for her.
No, I know what you're saying. Right, I'm just saying, but like, come on now.
Let's be honest real quick. All right, I need you to be
Why
honest.
Why you look around? She's not over there.
She's right here.
No, I was no like, she's I, right there. I'm telling
car,
you.
I thought a car was coming. My bad. Does your wife give good gifts?
Yeah. Oh, there's been several memorable ones. Yes.
Oh, man. Bruh. Why she turn around so
fast
like
she
that?
Thinks I'm going to, like, try to make a joke, or she's like, that's not a joking face.
Mm. Are you guys gift-giving?
Not as much anymore.
Yeah. It kind of changes up. It all goes for the kids and everything. I get it.
See, that's the shit I'm talking about. It's not reciprocated.
That's all good. All right, last one.
See this
one.
Right here? Greatest gift ever.
Last one right here.
Right there.
All right.
I did that.
The Rise of Ugg Boots.
The Rise?
Yeah.
Have they fallen or are they still up there?
Oh, no, they fell. they definitely fell. But kids weren't outside for that, because you would catch everybody in Ugg boots.
Tom Brady had some of them joints.
Did he?
Yeah, it was a thing.
Like the legit ones that go up to the shins?
Well, it was New England. It was nippy enough for a baby.
That's nasty.
Do they? I didn't know. I don't
what
know
was the name
them?
Of the fake ones. It's Bear something. Bear paws.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, because my thing is
the shit.
Is
I like, would try to get off.
Look, I'm not a name brand guy so much anymore. Like in terms of like the big things. Like I'll get my clothes from Target and I'll be cool. But like if it came down to like my shoes got to be legit. But when it came to Uggs, you couldn't wear the Bear paw joints and think that we wasn't going to say anything because you'd be walking on the back
but
of
see,
them.
No, but it's different because for me, coming up, Uggs was more of just like a solo. It was only females. That's why when Tom Brady was wearing them, it was like, it kind of was like, oh, shit, it's different. Because to me, I, as a grown man, or even as a man of whatever age it was, like, I wasn't going to buy no Uggs. Those are girl shoes. I didn't know you was giving it up like that.
I would, but I'm not wearing no Uggs either. I'm just saying. You ain't got to sit up here and say I was giving it up.
Like I've that. Never seen a man wear Uggs, except for Tom Brady.
Or being funny. You know what I mean? But, like, and then the fall of them. Here's the thing, too. Like, you can't wear Uggs in the place that we're living in right now. You know what I mean? Like we live in San Diego. So,
oh, yeah. So, well, I mean, she wear Uggs, like, every other day.
Does she?
But that's, like, around the house or I'm just running a quick errand.
It's 45 at night, but who's wearing them at 3 a.m? You know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like we don't live in the weather where, I mean, we don't live in an area where the weather like supports that all day.
But long. Do Uggs support that the weather that you talking about, or do you need something more heavy duty?
Because
I feel like it's just kind of like, oh, these are cute.
Then they started coming out with other shoes too. So like the house slippers and stuff like that. But it's just not as popular as it was like when it first came out. Because I remember you would catch somebody wearing jeans and Uggs at the same time. It was up there with B-boots and Fat Farms and everything like that. We just forgot to throw that in there.
Fucking
so.
B-boots. No, I threw the Fat Farms in there.
Yeah. You had Fat Farms. I remember.
Yeah, with the strap hanging
out. Yeah, that was nasty. I'm glad you let those go.
No, like no, it wasn't I let them go. It's because I couldn't get a hold of any forces because Nelly had sold out the whole thing for like 2 years. So I had to rock the Fat Farms. It was like, this is the closest I'm going to get.
Live your best life. All right, I got a new game for us to play.
A new game.
Yeah, we're going to play this when we actually out in the park and stuff like that. It's called choice.
Everybody got choices. I choose to get money. I'm stuck to this brand.
What was you talking about last week about air it out?
Hold up.
One at a time.
Everybody got choices. All right, so the name of this game is
called. Sound like I'm about to get in trouble in this game.
Nah, you're not going to get in trouble with this one. I made sure that they were PC. So I call air it out, but then I was like, let's get a better one. Like, let's call it choices.
Oh, so it's the same game, just a different name.
It's the same concept of having somebody random do it, but we're going to start it off with you first.
Okay.
Choices. Be unable to have kids or only be able to conceive quintuplets?
Whew. Quintuplets. That's what, five?
That's five. No kids at all or quintuplets?
I can still have sex, though?
Yeah.
Even though I just can't. I'm just shooting blanks. That's what you mean?
Yeah.
I'm shooting blanks.
Yeah? Okay. Yep. You going zero?
Yeah, I'm going
let
zero.
Let me ask your wife for confirmation. Hey, Ash.
Wait, no. You said my choice.
Yeah, I know.
But
I would say the same thing. For this one, personally, I want to know what she would say.
Oh.
Would you rather, if you had a choice, right, would you rather have zero kids or five? Okay, so she went with none. All right, look, you done got the right
one. Hey, we can adopt. Hey, just because I'm shooting blanks don't mean we can't adopt, baby.
All right, here we go. Choice is find your true love or a suitcase with $5 million inside.
Love. I'll get the $5 million.
What's the real answer? You can whisper.
Nah, for real. Just getting $5 million with, you know, especially at this point in my life, it's not like, you know, you're growing up, you're like, oh, yeah, I want to buy this big-ass house. All my homies can live there, and we can just do homie shit all day, every day. And then everybody gets, like, wives and girlfriends. You're just like, oh.
I got this money.
What am I going to do with all this money? I can't hang out with nobody.
I can't do shit at all. My fiance told me that she was going. She didn't say anything. She just balked at it for a sec, like $5 million. Well, I ain't mad at her.
No, we talking about a different question now.
Yeah. I'm gonna ask you these when we get off. Choices.
Don't hurt my feelings.
Here we go. Choices: be put in a maximum security federal prison with the hardest of hardened criminals.
Whatever the next one is.
Wait a minute. For 1 year in a poor foreign country.
Damn.
Or be in a relatively relaxed prison where Wall Street types are for 10 years.
Ooh, 10 years?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You thought it was that easy.
Hey, you must have Googled these. This is a pretty good question.
Yeah, man. You already know where I get my sources from, the net. We're going to talk about it.
Damn. Full max, huh?
Yeah, full max. 10 years.
1 year.
And remember, 1 year in one of the toughest prisons in Brazil.
Do they got
They don't have running water, nothing. You just come in there with the same outfit you have on because they can't afford prison clothes.
1 year. I'm gonna have to do what my man Robert did in 60 Days In. Just try to get that segregation as long as I can. I'm gonna go with the 1 year.
Okay, here we go. Now here's a money one. I know my man loves his money. We got two more.
We just did a money one. I chose love.
We got another one. Choice is be in debt for $100,000 or never be able to make more than $3,500 a month for total family income.
Be in debt for $100,000.
Yeah. Okay. Why is that? You think you're gonna bounce back? What's the move?
Well, I don't know the interest rate. I can do that.
Yeah, you could do $100,000. Hey, after you file bankruptcy and stuff like that, does that stay on your record?
7 years.
7 years, and then it falls off.
Yeah.
I could do $100K. I could do $100K. I'm right there.
I just want to pay it. I'll rock the 7 years.
I'd do $100K. Choice is be the manager of a store with bad employees or be one of the bad employees.
I feel like I've been both.
Yeah. These are tough ones. You out here.
No,
really
this
thinking.
One ain't tough. Now I just need to figure out, like, am I a bad employee? Like, I'm about to lose my job? Or do I just got to deal with it? Because I feel like I'm a manager in a household of bad employees.
Yeah.
Because these kids is bad as fuck. So I've been the manager. I'm the manager right now. And it's very frustrating. But when you're the bad employee, it's more liberating because you're just like, I ain't got nobody else above me. Well, I do because I'm the employee. But I mean, like, maybe the manager's manager is getting on them. Maybe it's just where I'm at right now. Like, I ain't trying to be a manager where I'm at right now.
So you'd rather be a bad employee?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think I would, instead of, you know, blind leading the blind, I'd rather just be the blind. You know what I mean? I don't want to be leading the blind. So I'm right there with you on that one. All right, man. So, you know,
don't give them too many. I feel like you're going to run out of choices every week.
No, where I found them was about 500 of them. Okay, but we're saving that for random guests. So that's the new seg. Seg, that's nasty. Don't ever say that again, Carl. That's the new piece that, hey, man, watch out for the car, bro. All
right. He only weighed 10 pounds. Yeah,
that thing that he in is about 20 pounds. Yeah, I done lost my train of thought doing that. This is going
to
be harder
than what we think. You was about to transition?
Yeah, we transitioned. Since it's Black History Month, I wanted to go ahead and give up some knowledge for our people that are not of
okay,
this ilk.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
All right, so Shirley Chisholm. From 1920, she was born in 1924 and then passed in 2005. Congress is more diverse now than it's ever been. However, when Ms. Chisholm was attempting to shatter the glass ceiling, the same couldn't be said. During the racially contentious period in the late 60s, she became the first Black woman elected to Congress. She represented New York's 12th district from 1969 to 1983 and in 1972. She became the first woman to run for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Her campaign slogan was unbought and unbossed. Here we go. Next one. Bayard Rustin, born in 1912, passed in 1987. Dr. King is usually credited for the March on Washington in 1963. Have you heard different?
I think, I know where you're going. Okay. I've also heard something different about Rosa Parks.
Okay, and she on this list too.
Okay, yeah.
But it was Rustin who organized and strategized in the shadows. As a gay man who had controversial ties to communism, he was considered too much of a liability to the front lines of the movement. Nonetheless, he was considered to be one of the most brilliant minds and served his community tirelessly while pushing for jobs and better wages. All right, last one. Actually, I didn't do the Rosa Parks thing. The thing that you heard about Rosa Parks that I heard was she was already an activist, you know, prior to getting on the bus. And she was not the first Black woman to say, hey,
yeah,
I
it
ain't
was like,
there.
It was an Angela. It was
actually 10 years prior to.
I'm glad you're doing this too, because now I feel bad about my three cheers. I feel like all month I should have been like doing some lesser known.
Yeah.
Black people for at least a month. And I'm over here about to give a three cheers to an old white woman.
But, sorry, man. We're going to put us first this month.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
No, I'm glad you're doing this. My bad.
Claudette Colvin, born in 1939, and I believe she's still alive, at least at the time when I found this information. Oh, this is Rosa Parks. My bad. Before Parks refused to give up her seat and bus in Montgomery, Alabama in 1955, there was a brave 15-year-old who chose not to sit at the back of the bus. Yeah, so it was Claudette Colvin. The young girl was Colvin. Tooting her constitutional rights to remain seated near the middle of the vehicle, Colvin challenged the driver and was subsequently arrested. She was the first woman to be detained for her resistance. However, her story is not nearly as known as Rosa Parks for that reason. You know, like I said, if it's a prominent person, we only pay attention when, you know, realistically speaking, when prominent people, you know, make these types of, you know, moves and actions and stuff like that to push against society.
But it's kind of like you need a face for the movement. Like, I feel like Trayvon Martin, he just recently would have had his 26th birthday, right?
Yes.
Plenty of black kids was getting killed before that, right?
Exactly.
But I feel like maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like the general consensus might put him as one of the faces of that movement, which where traction really started getting made.
I will say that, like, for a lot of them, like, it's always been like that, though, man. You know what I mean? Like it's too much to tell. What's up, brother? How you doing, man? Uh-oh.
Hey.
There you go. All you got to do is get back up, man. You're going to be good.
Got
there
you
go.
Radio flyer.
But, yeah, man, like I just felt like those things are the same reason why Dr. King didn't have, you know, Bayard on there. It's because, like, how it looks. Like, is the story going to sell? Is it going to resonate?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we care about something as long as it catches our attention, you know? And for those reasons, I mean, her being an activist and everything, man, that's right up the alley, man. You know what I mean? So we're looking at it from that perspective. But, yeah.
Okay.
All right, man. Let's go ahead and transition. How long we been here now? For an hour and three? Yeah. Time just go by a lot faster when you outside. So, three cheers, man. What you got for three cheers?
Ellen Browning Scripps.
Ellen Browning Scripps. What we know about her?
So I was at, I went hiking Torrey Pines yesterday.
Okay.
And I ain't never been up there.
Mm.
And like, she's the reason like it didn't get developed into like more, you know, business use, housing. Like, I mean, I'm sure you've been up there because you're the golf dude.
Yeah.
But like,
but
I've never hiked the trails before. And it's like, it's beautiful out there.
Yeah.
And,
it's,
you know,
peaceful.
It's peaceful. I mean, it's as peaceful as you can get when you got the kids with you. But it's like, you know, good trails. They're not too hard. You got the water view. You got just views everywhere. And like, you know, she had the foresight to buy the lots to preserve that spot because they was trying to come in.
Would you do, read the statue?
I was reading all them statues. You know what I mean?
Keep going though. Y'all.
And I never heard. Obviously, it's like, oh, Scripps. This is, you know, named after our hospitals and stuff like that. But the philanthropist, I don't know much else about her other than that. But I was like, you know, props to her because it's a beautiful area.
Yeah. Oh, that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, okay, my bad. For my three cheers, I just applaud, you know, or in, not applaud. I just want to motivate those who are not familiar with, like, black, you know, contributions, especially during this month, to, you know, continue to do your reading, do your research. I found something. There was a woman that actually, a black woman that, like, had something to do with GPS. So before we had it on our phones and stuff like that, you know, she was able to, like, come up with some idea of it, of a formal navigation and stuff like that. I'm not going to say she created maps. But, like, it was just something that I didn't, you know, actually know about. Stay away from, like, yes, read up on Martin and Malcolm and all them, but those are staples, you know.
And there, yeah, but to your point, there's a lot of people, like, what was that movie, Hidden Figures? There's a lot of people in the background where they might not get the credit, but, you know, the man might have took the idea or took the structure from it and either just took the exact same one or improved upon it, and then they got the credit for it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what I'm going to try to find out and give my next three cheers for the rest of the month to make those lesser known ones.
That's the best way to do it, man. Anything you got for the people before we get out of here?
Now we didn't touch on our competitive nature last Sunday, but we can do that later, I guess, if you want to.
What do you mean in terms of like in competitive nature?
What we did after the show last week.
Oh, hold the phone. Hold the phone. We'll get back to Jamrock. Man, I was giving you buckets on this little
listen,
little
I give you the Fisher Price one. You said, and you brought up the good point. You
let bro like, not be home today. I'm
you
gonna
said,
ring the doorbell.
You said home turf. I know where all the potholes and everything is in the street.
Yeah.
So I got you on horse. You got me in around the
you
world.
You got me on the big. The problem was the weight difference when we switched the ball.
No, that's right, because we were shooting air balls when the big ball came out, because we so used to the Fisher-Price joint. But
it felt like a medicine ball.
But here's the thing, like, I was out here.
I had you fucked up, my apologies.
Yeah, you forgot who you were talking to.
You were who I thought you was.
So they came out, so that's why I said, that's why I thought my ankle was sore, because I came out here and see, I got shoes just in case today.
Yeah.
I ain't playing today.
Yeah, I did bring.
I had the sandals, we had the sandals last week, and you had sandals too, but what I was talking about, I was out here dunking.
Yeah.
They it was about 9 feet when he rolled it out.
Yeah.
We had the hoop out. And, you know, old Pops came out. Yeah. He got some work, too.
He got a little shot left on him in the
60s. He got the nastiest form.
He do. Is my form terrible?
Nah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm glad he didn't pass that down to you. But shit, like you said, you a set shooter, right?
Yeah.
I'm a jump shooter. So I'm using my body. And I was malnourished. So you noticed though, like we was playing horse.
Hold on, courts in session.
Yeah. Y'all was hanging, like, and then the food came, right?
Yeah.
And this is another thing that reminded me about being outside. Because it wasn't my mom telling me, dinner's ready, come in the house. It's like, nah, can I get one more shot? It was my wife. Tell him to hurry up and come in and eat, because we was out here trying to finish the game.
In the dark.
And no, that was before it got dark, because we were trying to use the rest of the light we had. That's why we stayed out later and finished the game.
Right.
When we got back out after we ate, it was dark. Mm. And that's when you realized who you was fucking with. Because I learned
that he was Chef Curry.
You learn the muscle memory and how to really shoot in the dark. Mm. We just had the little mini lights that are on the outside of the houses.
Yeah.
Because notice, the game, we played two games faster than we played one in the dark, because I gave both of y'all that work. Early exits real quick.
Oh, man.
But it was a good time. But because I was doing all that dunking in sandals, my right ankle was screaming at me the next day.
Boy, oh, boy. No, I was good. It was another day for me. I told you I'm in better shape.
It wasn't about being in shape. Because when we did our boxing workout and you did your little, I'm doing six laps around the parking lot, I laughed you and I started later.
I let you laugh me.
Okay. No,
I knew what we was in for.
You was chugging.
Sweating
you ever seen? You ever
sweating bullets in the backyard?
You sweating right now in the shade. You ever seen Jumanji?
I've seen it.
All right, you remember when the rhinos? No, I'm talking about the OG one.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember when the rhinos was running through the city, and there was that one in the back that was, that was you in the parking lot.
I was probably leading the pack. You got me fucked up.
No, all right, man. Hey, end the show, man. Put your little music on.
That sounds completely different than what it's supposed to sound like.
It do. Bedtime stories and pose like them named Chuck Norris. And don't know the real hardcore. Bad boy, back up. Are you trying to get snacks? Talks them with the way them got to.
And voting twice to shot to. Until next time, I appreciate y'all coming out. We'll be outside next week because this was successful.
Only two people came out because they had to. They're not even facing us. They looking on their phone right now like they little show done yet.
Life is so much easier when we out here together in unison. All right, we out of here. I'm done.
Enjoy the Super Bowl.
Get me on record. I got Kansas City winning. I got about like $50 on the line.
You said 15, brokey.
No, I got about 5 bets.
Okay. That's I thought math. 15 was a random number.
Nah, it is.
He was like, yo, I got 15. I was like, oh. He must have went to the gas station and got changed.
You know, some people don't want to put up 20, man. You know
he went to the gas station and got changed?
We out.
Got an hour for kickoff. No, actually, you know what?